The holidays are a lonely time for those in the province's prisons and the families of people who are incarcerated and want to see them. Now the campus radio station in Kingston is trying to help. There are a lot of prisons in Kingston, so CFRC has a weekly show dedicated to prisons. It's called Prison Radio. The station is picked up inside four of the area's prisons, and the prisoners listen. Recently, the show had families call in and leave messages for them. You'll hear some of those calls in a minute, but first, here's Bailey Bradshaw, who works with works on the Prison Radio show.
Most of the submissions that we got were from family members. It's really lovely. So people record voicemails on our call-in line, and then we can play that audio over the radio. So, you know, people were saying that they were listing all the family members' names or saying it's from mom or from grandma, and then dedicating it to different people in prisons. And they usually say the institution, so, you know, people are listening. They know that it's for them. The holidays can just be a particularly lonely time for people who are inside and don't get to see their family members or have, you know, their regular Christmas traditions. So I think there's just something special to, you know, about hearing people record a message and play it over the radio or request a song for someone and play it over the radio. Part of the thing with it being based in Kingston is that there's about seven prisons in the surrounding area. And so one reason that the radio is an interesting format for this is that it opens up a different line of communication than folks usually have, because it can be quite hard to reach people through writing.
That's Bailey Bradshaw, who helps put together Prison Radio on Kingston's CFRC. The show was full of holiday messages from families of people in prison. I'm going to play you just a few.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, we're just calling to give a message at Collins Bay. We love and miss you, and Merry Christmas. Say bye.
Bye.
Love you.
So this is a shout out going to Boston. So Boston, I hope you're listening.
And Cape Vincent.
Cape Vincent Correctional Facility, just across the borderline. And the message from home, you may be a joker, but I'm badder than Harley Quinn.
I just wanted to say that I love you so much, and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I thought this was a cool way of doing so. I hope this brought a smile to your face as well, and I'll see you soon, babe.
Yes, I'd like to request a song for Tim Pauli, who is in A House for tonight. It's A Christmas to Remember by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, and it is from his family. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Daddy. I love you so much, and you're so kind. I can't wait for you to come home. And you're so mean.
Daddy Brucey, can you take me to the hotel?
Merry Christmas.
If you're in Joyceville and your mama calls you Chooch, this is for you. Chooch, although we will not be together for Christmas this year, you will continue to be a big part of everything we do. You are a pillar in our family, and this will not change because our circumstances did. Your stocking will be hung, your letters will be read, and love will continue to permeate throughout our family. You truly are the rock of the family, and your physical presence is missed day in and day out. We all love you with fierce intensity and will support you every minute of every single day. Don't forget my favorite quote, it is never too late to become what you might have been. Love, Mom, your brother and sisters, and the girls. So that's for Church in Joyceville.
Those are just some of the holiday messages left for prisoners inside Kingston's prisons. They aired on the community radio station CFRC in Kingston. Prison Radio airs every Wednesday on CFRC. They just got a collect call number, so they hope to air more content from those listening inside the prisons soon.